Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight in the markets with Liz Peek, examining the news from S&P that the U.S. maintains its high credit rating because the tariff money coming in offsets the risk of the tax cut causing a larger deficit and a larger debt. Good news. Very good news. Liz and I also discussed the president's intention to clean up the homeless camps in District of Columbia and to, in some fashion, discourage the criminality that is rampant, we're told. There's also information that maybe the D.C. police have been understating the troubles. Perhaps I read that they have many open positions and they're undermanned. There are a lot of pressures on being the police department in the nation's capital with tourism, visitors, and the way D.C. is built. Everybody lives outside the district and commutes in to work there or not. Much of the district is not as lively as it was before the pandemic. Cleaning up D.C., Liz Peek says, how about New York? Indeed, how about Manhattan? And then a conversation about Gaza and Lebanon with Jonathan Schanzer, looking at the UNIFIL plan of the UN one more time in Lebanon, looking at the plan from Cairo and Doha of a partial exchange, partial grouping of the hostages for a withdrawal from Gaza. Not a serious offer, I understand, from the Israeli news about the prime minister and the cabinet. All the hostages are what the prime minister and the cabinet seeking, all of them. Not an insurance policy in the hands of the Hamas gangsters. And then a conversation about the State Department and the ceremony that we witnessed at the White House for Mr. Zelensky and then and for the leaders of the major European powers. Beautifully done. Mary Kissel joins to compare and contrast that to how Mr. Trump regarded at Anchorage Mr. Putin. There was no lengthy discussion. There was no luncheon. Mr. Trump, seeing that he wasn't going to get a generous offer from Mr. Putin to end the war, left. Mary describes this, the Trump style compared to the Helsinki summit of the first term. This term was Mary's measure, a much more sophisticated president dealing with Vladimir Putin, who, Mary mentions, doesn't much keep his promises. And then a conversation about Gaza with David Daoud, the war-weary IDF, and a conversation about Turkey moving in on Syria. Defense ministers exchanging notes about how they support each other. Not a good direction, given the widespread assumption that al-Shaar's government approved of and participated in the massacre of the Alawites and the Druze and are now aiming at the Kurds, minorities in Syria. To Africa, to East Africa, to Caleb Weiss of the FDD with Bill Raggio about al-Shabaab and how a combination of ground forces from the African Union and airstrikes by the U.S. led to a defeat for al-Shabaab and a retreat. Also, we talk about China's soft power moving in with drugs and hospital materials and care as the U.S., in withdrawing its aid, 20% of its aid, is leaving. Caleb Weiss is unhappy, saying the soft power works. And why are we cutting back on it? And all the European states are also cutting back. And then Bob Zimmerman about the SpaceX plan to launch Starship 10. On the 24th of August, and the word that there are activists from Mexico who mean to cause trouble by putting their boats in the restricted range, and that prevents or perhaps cancels the launch until they're cleared, if they can be cleared. We'll see. And then news that the asteroids Bennu and Ryugu that were touched by OSIRIS-REx and by Hayabusa 1 are related out of the main asteroid belt from samples brought back. Ukraine, the endings. Gregory Copley talks about how endings are very tough in wars. We also talk about NATO being out of date, meeting a Russian foe that doesn't much exist, except for the land grab in eastern Donbass where everybody speaks Russian. Australia, Gregory's in his native Australia for the book launch of Noble State, and he's unhappy, as many people are, with the leadership of Anthony Albanese, especially when it comes to relating to China. Albanese is most accommodating to the People's Republic of China. Finally, King Charles. We note in the King Charles report that the king celebrated Vijay Day and is now at Balmoral Castle for his summer holiday in Scotland with the Queen Camilla. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.